Now let's jump over to to Colossians. Colossians 1, and we'll start at verse 9. I'm going to read this from the King James Version. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be fulfilled with the knowledge of his will in the wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord under all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I want to read one more. This will be 1 Corinthians 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Know your identity. Know who you are. Know that you are in his kingdom. You're in his family. Over in Ephesians, it says that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are part of his family. We're in his kingdom. We're identified as his righteousness. So the enemy no longer has a claim on your life. The enemy no longer has a say-so as to whether or not you win or you lose. You have now been disconnected from darkness and connected to the light. You have been separated from Satan's kingdom and hooked up to God's dear Son. To live life under sin is to live life connected to the enemy, and it is a path to destruction. But life in Christ is the way to victory. So know that you actually have every single right to be victorious in life. You have the privilege. You are, as a matter of fact, you as a king's kid, you are expected to win because Jesus has already given you the victory. He's already won it for you. It's not about you earning it. It's about you accessing it. It's about you stepping into it, not trying to earn it, not trying to gather it up, but you are stepping into it. You didn't have to prepare the table. It was set for you, and you just have to partake. Whoo, glory to God. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to jump up to, let's see. I think verse 18, we'll start at verse 18 through 20. It says, and all these things are of God, who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. You are an ambassador of Christ. Ooh. Are y'all ready for this? In this world, living on this earth, as a king's kid, you are operating as an ambassador, which means you are immune to the rules of the enemy, of the world system, because you have diplomatic immunity. You have the right to operate according to God's system, God's kingdom. They may try to, things may try to attack you, but they cannot attach to you because you are immune from Satan's influence as far as the final result that you have on your life. Your result has already been determined. You have already been declared victorious. You are already declared to have peace, to have joy, to have victory, to have success in every area of your life, but it is up to you to whether or not you receive it. So operate as an ambassador. Take your position as an ambassador of Christ. Let your light shine on this earth, and don't let the affairs of this world take hold of your mind, take hold of your heart, take hold of your life. Don't let it take hold of you. Take hold to the word and allow that word to work in you and through you, and allow it to shine so that the world can see exactly who you are. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Woo, glory to God.